Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 20th day of February 2024. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. And of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 38 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades, Northern Jefferson. We're looking for a high of 47 degrees and a low of 30 in showers. That being said, we'll be right back and we'll go over to the Ministry of Lies, Controlled Opposition, Porsche drivers, and we'll have a look and see what they have to lie about today.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, over to the Controlled Opposition Ministry of Lies. NYPD officers clash with migrants during arrest at New York City Randall's Island shelter. If this had not been these fucking invaders, they would have shot people. I guarantee fucking to you. It's a video. Massive international study concludes that COVID-19 vaccines have numerous adverse side effects. No fucking shit. I didn't know that. God damn, who broke this story? Kyle Becker. Becker News. Wow. You're on it, dude. American students are falling behind. Poor math scores are now a national security threat. Yeah, that's what you get. Common Core, they're kicking ass. Don't worry about it. After Palestine, Netanyahu plans on liberating Africa as well. They got, you know, they discovered gold and oil over there. I bet he does want to liberate you fucking kike motherfucker. You piece of fucking pig shit. I mean, they're just up there. I mean, these genocidal motherfuckers just up there and just smiling in the mic, man. That's what shows to go you what the fucking humanity is, what the people are. Douglas Murray announces new doxing database to keep critics of Israel from getting a job. Well, that's, I mean, there's a lot of good articles. We'll try to go with that for a minute. This is by Chris Manahan. Information Liberation. Douglas Murray, the director of the British Free Speech Union, announced a new initiative on Monday aimed at doxing critics of Israel for hate speech and keeping them from getting jobs. You want to know who fucking rules you? Who can't you criticize? Douglas Murray is director of the British Free Speech Union. He is now going to lead an initiative to have harsher penalties for those accused of hate speech and bar bigots from employment opportunities based on social media posts. Keith Woods commented on X. Kill him. Go and kill the son of a bitch. He's going to do that to you, or are you going to kill him? That's what it's come down to, you dumb fucks. These speech laws have been used to target nationalists for more than anyone. Murray's countryman, Sam Melia, is going to jail for sharing stickers about mass immigration and that is what he's working on. What a disgrace, okay. It is disgraceful. The TAFE-CISC, goddamn organization which is behind the initiative says on other websites that they are lobbying for new hate crime laws to block people from getting jobs and keep them from traveling freely. Kill them. Find out who they are. Find out where they live. Go and fucking kill them. If you fucking want freedom, you got to fucking kill for it. That's how it fucking works. They're going to do this to you if you let them. Proposing a hate offenders list akin to the sex offenders list for those convicted of hate crimes would streamline law enforcement efforts, imposing travel restrictions, limiting access. Not if you fucking shoot them. Come and try to stop me. Boom, boom, boom. Limiting access to certain public places and significantly impacting job opportunities to deter the welders of hate from positions of power. The welders of hate have the fucking positions of power. They are the motherfuckers that are violating human rights. They are the motherfuckers who are committing genocide across the fucking planet. But that's not the ones they're talking about. They're talking about the people who are telling them the truth about it. They also say they're building a doxing database using facial recognition and AI. Go for it. Find out who they are. Go and kill them. It's real fucking simple, man. If you fucking don't want this shit, you have to fucking kill them. Utilizing the SEO from social media platforms like Twitter, X, TikTok, Facebook posts reported onto DAVID, David. Will have hyper visibility using a simple Google search affecting the individual employment opportunities and reputation of DAVID David employees, facial recognition to identify bigots from photos or videos. Owls, AI spiders crawl social media platforms detecting anti-Semitic content in post comments and images. Here's some for you. They're a bunch of fucking goddamn genocidist, pig shit eating, low life Zionist motherfuckers is what they are. They don't deserve to breathe the fucking air on this planet. They're animals. And everybody by God knows it. And if you go and you move everybody from working that fucking knows what them cocksuckers are, you won't have no workforce. Well, you'll have your goddamn slave force you wanted. This is what Murray is now championing. The announcement triggered widespread backlash on X. Ooh, we're going to backlash. Backlash is a bullet through the fucking head. I bet that would stop. And what do you think? After October 7th, Murray went on a propaganda blitz for the Israeli government and released a PR junket marketed as an interview with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. That fucker just sits there and, I mean, when he was talking about the Africa thing, look at him. Go watch that video. What's a smile on that fucker's face? They're fucking committing fucking genocide right out in the goddamn open after crying for fucking 70 fucking years. Oh, Holocaust, when there wasn't even fucking 650,000 people in all of fucking Europe when they claimed 6 million Jews were killed. They were killed by the Germans. Fuck you, lying pieces of shit. What are the odds the Israel government is behind the doxing initiative? There was a comment today about David Waters in that. And I think it was Galen, put up a link, and I listened to the link. Maybe I'll tell you what, David Waters, maybe you better read some more, because the information you're getting is coming from not from the fucking people, you don't even know what our world exists of. You've never been hungry a day in your fucking life. You think you're a fucking some kind of goddamn, I don't know, loving activist. I'm going to tell you something, son of a bitch. Love has a yang, and the yang is hate. And you fucking love the fucking enemy, you son of a bitch. You love the ones that are cutting up little kids alive, you filthy fucking prick. Maybe I'll write you I'm going to write an email to his site. And we'll see if you're getting information from the fucking people, David, or if you're getting fucking information that is let through by your fucking screeners, because you're not looking, you're looking into the orb, but you're not seeing the center, motherfucker. If you did, you wouldn't like what you fucking saw. Just like we don't, and we hate the motherfuckers. Douglas Murray announces new doxing, huh? Four illegals were just arrested for robbing and strangling a man on the Pink Line train in Chicago. Again, you can go over and check it out if you want. Fucking just, what's this? Just daily fucking occurrence. This is what you get when you fucking allow what we have fucking allowed. It's our fucking fault. We can't blame no others. World's largest study concludes mRNA jabs cause brain, blood, and heart issues. No fucking shit. Are these guys discovering uranium all of a fucking sudden? I mean, this is shit we were talking about fucking four or five, when it first started. Leaked a broad meeting of the UUCT USIN University or Universalist Church of Tucson was held day after our no mass muters report showing a Mexican, inside Mayor Adams' migrant debit card boondoggled. No bid banks get $50 million, border crossers up to $10,000 each. And they have been giving them $10,000 each every fucking month. I've heard it. I've been waiting to find some fucking evidence of it, but it's been heard and told to me. This is by Nicole Gelinas, New York Post. Oh, the New York Post. See how this is alternate media, people? You see how this is the old internet where people came on and told what these motherfuckers really were and what they're doing? You want to see some soft peddling? Here we go. It takes money to make money, as the old saying goes. And apparently it also takes money as much as $53 million to give money away. Earlier this month, the Post broke the story that Mayor Eric Adams is giving out prepaid cash cards to migrants. Prepaid cash cards, guys. You get your shoulder to the fucking grindstone. Get that sweat rolling down you. You got goddamn foreigners to fucking take care of. You have foreign nationals that you fucking slave for. You're their fucking slave. Do you get that? Usually for the Mayor Adams didn't publicize the story himself, and his administration for nearly a month has failed to correct several public misconceptions about it. We'll see about this. I guess it's long. We're not going to read a whole lot of it, but just enough to show you what these bastards are doing. And I mean, surprise. You know how this fucking stops? We have to fucking stop it. If we ain't going to stop it, we can just come up here and read about this every fucking day. We can read about the outrages. I mean, we're into what? Today's Tuesday. By Friday, we'll have another fucking 5 days of fucking total fucking outrage and nothing done about it. One misconception is that the program allows the city to give out $50 million to migrants. No wonder the mayor has been reticent. The debt card program, if you read the actual contract, has potential to become an open-ended multi-billion dollar Bermuda triangle of disappearing untraceable cash used for any purpose. Of course, they're fucking criminals. What do you expect? Why give out debit cards? Well, when the Post exposed the mayor's debt card program earlier this month, the mayor's office spun it as money-saving program to solve a problem. Migrants staying in hotels don't eat all their food. They guys get giving them hotels down here in Klamath, 30 miles from where I'm at. My sister took me by there last weekend and showed me their motel. It's their fucking motel. Give it to them. That's where they fucking live. And they get their and I'm telling you, they're getting 10 grand a fucking month. Fucking on a debit card. DocGo, the city's no-bid emergency contractor to provide migrants with three meals a day, throws away up to 5,000 meals daily, wasting $7.2 million a year. So what's the answer? Give them cash, man. If it was fucking me or you, it'd be like, fuck you, go find a food bank if you can. You ain't getting no more. Some food is edible, expired, or rotten, and other food doesn't meet migrants' dietary needs. It's not what they fucking want. You see, they're here. You can fucking, I want to order up and have it delivered to my fucking door, whatever I fucking want, because I fucking have paid so much into this goddamn system. That's, well, like I said, keep your fucking shoulder to the grindstone there. Keep that sweat rolling down, you American nationals. You keep working your fucking ass off and taking care of these fucking worthless son of a bitch and third world fucking invaders. Why don't you? And they are invaders, and they aim to kill you. It's kill or be killed. Providing mass scale meals competently and with options for specific needs. HALA, kosher, vegan, non-gluten isn't that hard. They don't give a fuck with you. I mean, you could eat, they want you to eat goddamn fucking bugs. The school system does it. Airlines do it. Hospitals and jails do it. Jesus Christ. It wouldn't be that difficult for the city to solve this problem. It ain't the city's fucking problem. You bring these motherfucking foreign nationals into our fucking country. It's not our fucking problem. Our problem is throwing their ass back across the fucking border, getting them out of our goddamn pockets, and getting them out of our fucking goddamn country, taking this country back, throwing this fucking goddamn corporation in, throwing them in, well, putting them up against the fucking wall. Let's just talk straight. On site, putting them up against the wall and getting rid of this shit. We have to enforce our law, people. Goddamn, we're running out of options quick. And you people keep chasing shit like this. On-site city auditors could refuse to pay for meals that are objectively inedible with visible mold, for example, or with expired labeling. You see how they're fucking just kind of buttering around this whole fucking thing? So they don't want to talk about that 10 fucking grand that they're just going to, we'll just give them $10,000 a month on a free place to live, free housing, and they'll get the food stamps too. Why not? But the $10,000 a month. How many out there are making $10,000 a month? Your fucking money is going to fucking these motherfucking third world motherfuckers who've never hit a lick in this country and do not intend to. They intend for you to fucking take care of their fucking sorry asses. Instead of assuring that its existing no-bid emergency contract fulfills its duty to provide edible food. However, the Adams administration has solved its problem by retraining a new no-bid emergency contractor to provide a service with far more scope for waste, fraud, and abuse than state sandwiches, giving out potentially billions of dollars of hard cash. Few questions asked. Which vendors did the city's housing preservation development consider for the contract as qualified to provide this complex financial service? New York City is home to hundreds of top-tier financial services and public benefits providers, a dream of a competitive bidding pool to ensure that the city gets a good price for as well as a strong protection against the fraud abuse. See, we got just talking about this. No, they can't have the fucking money. We don't work for them. We're not their fucking slaves. They're third world fucking trash, and we want them to fuck out of our country. No, you go out there and you fucking bust your ass to hand $10,000 a month over to these motherfuckers. Go ahead and do it. You do it, you get what you fucking deserve. I got enough of that shit. I'm going to have a drink of water. Ah. I just love even the headlines are fucking bullshit. They're fucking propaganda bullshit. Chinese illegal immigrant apprehensions. They're apprehending no fucking body. They are fucking processing them and pumping them into the interior of the United States. And these are all fighting age motherfuckers. Up 4,000% at U.S.-Mexican border since 2021. This is invasion, people. These people are coming to kill your ass. You better get that through your fucking head. The number of Chinese illegal immigrants crossing the southern border illegally has skyrocketed by 4,000% since 2021. That's invasion, people. I thought China was fucking going to pass us up in fucking economics and everything. These are asylum seekers. I thought one of these motherfuckers out there says we got to be like China. The idea is to get the motherfuckers in here, and these are going to be the people that fucking fight you, because Americans aren't going to fight one another. For Fox News, of course, Bill Mulligan, reporting from the southern border, recounted that the Spanish-speaking skills are not doing me a whole lot of good down here in Jacumba, California, as we're getting a massive explosion of Chinese nationals across our border. Isn't that fucking invasion? We're going to go to war, China. We have a massive invasion coming across our border. Oh, well, get them some fucking food. Get them some $10,000 goddamn debit cards. That's how you fucking deal with a fucking invasion in this fucking whore country, isn't it? Full of fucking people who do not have the fucking moxie to fucking enforce the fucking law that they have, that they tells them they can go down there and shoot these motherfuckers down dead for fucking invading our country, for coming in without due process of the fucking law, taking what's ours without due process of the law. Mulligan spoke with some of these illegal immigrants that had freshly crossed the border and were waiting to be processed. And see, that's apprehension. Waiting to be processed by border officials who said they came from China, Turkey, and Ecuador. One woman who had to translate what Mulligan was saying through her phone, she said was headed to Los Angeles. Yeah, I mean, you had the fucking Texas thing, the big show down in Texas with The Wire. They just walk down to fucking California and walk across the border, walk around and go right into fucking Texas if they want to. Don't be fucking stupid. Don't be fucking fooled by this. You're not. We know what's going on. We know that fucking our lives are on the line. The lives of our children, our fucking lines are on the fucking line. And we're not doing anything fucking about it, guys. Over the weekend, Fox cameras witnessed hundreds of Chinese nationals crossing illegally here in Jacumba. Again, most of them single adults, very few of any with little children with them. Mulligan said, this is not normal. No, this is fucking bringing in the fifth column. They're going to come at you. I mean, they're going to come at you fucking firing. You ever been shot at? I have. You ready to shoot back? Are you ready to hit the fucking target? Are you ready to kill these motherfuckers? Because they're coming here to kill you. You understand me. They're coming here to the United States of the Americas to kill your stupid ass for not fucking stopping them a long fucking time ago. A CPB source told Fox News that since October 23rd, which marked the beginning of fiscal year 2024, there have been over 20,000 encounters with illegal immigrants from China. 20,000, that's a fucking army. You understand that? Do you understand that? In the entirety of the fiscal year 2021, which ran from October 2020 to September 2021, there were just 450 of these encounters. No, it's not encounters. It's fucking God. You don't encounter them. You encounter them to the point you walk up and you hand them fucking money to go anywhere in the interior of the United States so they can kill your so they can kill American nationals. They're coming to kill your fucking ass. Wake up. Representing a 4,000% spike in encounters of Chinese illegal immigrants. They're not illegal immigrants. They are motherfucking invaders, and they are coming here to kill us and take everything we have. Get used to the fucking idea. What do we got here? VSRF Live 110, COVID whistleblower, what the nurses saw. And I tried to play that, and it wouldn't play. I tried to play another, and it wouldn't play. I really don't give a shit. How the U.S. regime subsidizes immigration, both legal and illegal. Let's see what else we got. Israel is currently attacking here. This is good enough. Israel is currently attacking Lebanon. Apparently, they are running out of women and children to kill in Gaza. Their god, Moloch, which is spelled wrong, has a large appetite and demands more dead women and children. I knew it was spelled wrong because somebody told me on the site. I'm no genius with spelling. But yeah, what did we say? Let's see now. Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and then Jordan. Yeah, Jordan is the really, it's the funny one to me because they think that they're in on the game. Jordan, they're going to crush your fucking ass. And then the Americans are going to be over there. You're going to try and bring, well, they're going to try. I think the Americans are going to be here shooting their fucking asses off. But the idea is that the Americans are going to come and fight Iran and die for the fucking goddamn Jews. And so because they want the Ottoman Empire. They ain't no, and fucking Netanyahu is talking about going and attacking people in fucking Africa. Whose people are you going to use to do that with, you son of a bitch? British government begins confiscating homes of elderly citizens to house illegals. Now that sounds about right for the fucking goddamn course. This is by Sean Adel, TABATABAI, Tadadabe, the people's voice. And remember, you can fucking become a part of the people's voice. You can make money from this motherfucking bullshit, from this fucking goddamn controlled opposition propaganda. The British government has begun confiscating the homes of the elderly citizens in order to house illegal immigrants flooding the country. Well, Britons, you better get the fucking fighting, hadn't you? An elderly English couple was distressed to receive a letter from the county's council ordering them to sell their home to house asylum seekers. You know, God, I'm going to tell my son, no more InfoWars. I don't want the fuckers around me. They're fucking goddamn traitors, and they're going in the goddamn ground. The Northamptonshire Council sent a strongly worded letter to Jose and Ted Sanders in January, claiming their £200,000 home could be subject to compulsory purchase from the government to be used to house young migrant men. You know, the fighting age men, they need a place to stay while they're training to kill your ass. I don't believe it, said retired career Jose. That's Jose, 76. We moved to Rushton to help provide childcare for my granddaughter and found this nice little place to live. Well, you thought you did. What on earth is the council doing, forcing people to sell their homes, and even an empty house is owned by someone so that asylum seekers can live in them, he asked. It's called a fucking invasion, old man. They're coming to take anything that belongs to you, you dumb fuck. You think those son of a bitches that get on the microphone and on the TV represent your stupid ass? You're wrong. The answer to this is to stop them from coming in the first place, not to force people out of their homes. Durr. The idea of forcing us to sell it to make room for refugees and asylum seekers seems totally wrong, she added. No, it's just totally wrong, guys. Oh, the letter headed Empty Properties and Sites Initiative had their exact address in bold and stated, we are writing as we have reason to believe that the above-named premises is empty or unused. The government has identified empty privately owned properties as a potential cause of blight within communities and a wasted resource at a time of high housing needs. Why are there high housing needs? Because you're pumping fucking foreigners into their goddamn country and throwing them out of their fucking... Hey, when you realize you're in fucking baited, people... The letter continued that the council was seeing a considerable increase in positive immigration decisions being made in favor of asylum seekers, mainly single men. mainly, I mean, they keep bringing that up, don't they? What do you think? And there's going to be, we didn't realize, just like with MS-13, we didn't realize they were fucking bringing an army across our border. Once they get here, all they had to do is put the guns in their fucking hands, and you got a Chinese fucking army in your goddamn country, don't you? Here's 20,000 we just seen. And the authority was struggling to source suitable accommodations for them. Fuck them. I mean, damn it, this, you're talking about China. You know, the one with the better economy. You know, the ones out here buying up our fucking goddamn growing land so they can feed these motherfuckers while they exterminate us. What do you think? He added the ideal long-term solution would be to provide accommodations by using empty properties, which would benefit owners and the project. Okay. It said the council could make a compulsory purchase order on the property. That means we're going to take it from you. We're going to buy it and you're going to sell it. Got it? You fucking plead? Because we're talking about goddamn foreign nationals here. They got goddamn rights in this country. You don't. You people ought to go take that fucking king and shove that fucking crown up his fucking ass, tear down their fucking castles, and bitch stomp them into the goddamn street. What the fuck's wrong with you? You used to be a people noted for fighting. Not as good as we are, but... Following backlash, the council soon apologized for the error, but blamed pressure to find accommodation for migrants on home office spending, speeding up asylum claims. Council NNC is working with owners on long-term empty properties to bring their property back into use. Compulsory purchase orders. Get over here and try this shit. Get over here and try. I want somewhere. Somebody's got to meet you with a fucking gun at the door. Come on. They're picking. They are picking the people to go after. No, there is no doubt about it. Are not utilized to oust current owners from their properties. They are tools used as a very last resort to bring empty properties, which have a valuable and much needed housing resource back into use. Jason Smithers, leader of the Northamptonshire Council, told the Daily Mail. You know, if you can't see this, you know what? Goodbye. Nice to see you. Wouldn't want to be you. If you ain't ready to fucking fight these son of a bitches by now, I don't care where you're at. I think that there's fighting going on. Breaking. Yemen's Houthis have just released footage showing the downing of a second U.S. MQ-9 Reaper drone as the Red Sea crisis escalates. I don't know. I looked at the thing. It was no fucking big deal. So I shot one down. Good deal, orange pill. We'll be right back. I'm going to take a break here.
McHenry.
What's that, brother?
We're shooting down rockets. $10,000 rockets with $4 million rockets.
Yeah, they're shooting down $4 million drones with $10,000 rockets. I thought that was an interesting part to it. I mean, that was the only interesting part to it to me. But, yeah, the drone cost $10 million. The rocket that blew it out of the air cost $10,000, and that's a fact. I should have mentioned that. Thanks for bringing it up. Be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Teliquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
flash and ferocious swing, shining on the piercing wing. This is the one with a polished shield, fight those bastards till they yield. Midnight man, blood red throne, fight to keep this land your own. Stop on the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die? As you're told, make the yellow flag run cold. Fight until you die on the rock. A force like ours is hard to stop. Close your mind to stress and pain. Fight till you're no longer sane. Let not the one damn curve pass by. How many of them can we make die? Your women and children well, send these bastards back to hell, and we'll teach them the ways of a war, and they won't come here anymore. I use your shield and use your head, fight till everyone is dead. Raise the flag up to the sky, how many of them can we make die? Has come, move your feet to a marching drum. We'll win the war and pay the toll. We'll fight as one in heart and soul. Midnight man and blood red roan, fight to keep this land your own. Sound the horn and call the cry, how many of them can we make die?
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your donations are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:40 Pacific time, and that was Heather Alexander with March of Canvas and How Many Can We Make Die. I don't know, man. If we all got together, when we're poor fuckers, I know that, but if we all got together and saved up, if we get $10,000, reckon we could get one of them missiles? No, we can't have things like that. Only foreigners, you know, these people who are, you know, connected to the internet, to the industrial war complex. We couldn't own one of those, but these guys own them. It's just another thing showing you the fucking fear that they must live under, thinking about us getting a hold of shit like that. I think it's funnier than shit. Showing drone of a second USMQ. That's two they've shot down with fucking $10,000 missiles. That's how they, you know, that's how they ran the Russians out of fucking Afghanistan, because a fucking handheld Laws rocket would take out a, you know, I think they were $7,000 and take out a multi-million dollar fucking helicopter. It was just simple fucking mathematics. They had to go. U.S. threatens to veto new Gaza ceasefire resolution at the UN Security Council. Well, of course they do. We're committing genocide over there, and we don't want nobody disrupting us. And hell, why we're committing genocide, Netanyahu's going over to, he's into killing some Africans and stealing some gold and oil. Jesus Christ, people, what's it take? Here we go. This is by Dave DeCamp, AnnaWar.com. The U.S. is threatening to veto a resolution calling for a ceasefire in Gaza at the U.N. Security Council as the U.S. continues to provide political cover for Israel's massacre, genocide of Palestinians. Call it what it is, you son of a bitches. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield said in a statement that the resolution, which is being drafted by Algeria, was brought to vote, it would not be adopted. So what do you use to having this UN, you know, like you got a round table council like there, and you got three people who can fucking shut anything down? What the fuck are you even doing there? I mean, what the fuck's it for? It's fucking to suck fucking money. Because if, I mean, no matter what the rest of the whole goddamn world thinks, well, we're the only ones that can do that. We know you're not. They've already been, they are fucking guilty of fucking goddamn genocide. The fucking world knows it, and the world will make them fucking pay. But I mean, no, the U.S. is going to veto that. I mean, it, well, let's go on. Thomas Greenfield, okay. Thomas Greenfield, U.S. opposition to a ceasefire by pointing to U.S. efforts to push for a new hostage deal. See, this is what they got to do. It's got to be about the hostages, We got to find a fucking reason to fucking try to justify blowing up little kids, blowing their little arms up, blowing their little legs, the people seeing them on the camera, fucking suffering, goddamn having to have to be amputated with no fucking anesthesia, no fucking painkiller, the brutal fucking killing of the people, fucking pregnant women buried under fucking rubble, just flat ass murder, genocidal fucking murder. But, oh, hey, you know, we got to work. We can maybe work hostage deal. No, we, Netanyahu, he's over there fucking ready to fucking see how many fucking African babies he can kill. Hostage deal between Israel and Hamas. However, Israel Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vetoed hostage talks last week. And Qatar and the mediator for the negotiations, said Saturday that things were not looking promising. Well, they wouldn't be, because they want to kill all the Palestinians, and they're getting tired of listening to our fucking crying around and bitching about it. Just shut the fuck up, sit down, go to work, bust your fucking ass, get your fucking shoulder to that grindstone, and produce the fucking goddamn weaponry so we can get this fucking genocide done. We got to get these fuckers killed. We're getting rid of a whole fucking race. It ain't easy. It's a lot of work. Thomas Greenfield said Algeria's resolution would run counter, in quotation marks, to U.S. efforts it's because of the hostage. That's why we can't do it. But fuck you and fuck the hostages. It was a goddamn setup to begin with, the October 6th or 7th or whatever in the fuck it was. It was proven a fucking goddamn setup by the fucking Hamas and fucking Mossad. They didn't just cry. I mean, it was hours for them to, you know, bring these people. They wanted this fucking shit. Why'd they want it? Because they wanted to commit fucking genocide on the Palestinian people. This ain't fucking goddamn rocket science. And you put, on a hostage deal. Because the hostage deal, that's why we're going to veto fucking the murder of a fucking race. We have communicated this concern repeatedly to our colleagues on the council. For that reason, the United States does not support action on the draft resolution. Should it come up for a vote as drafted, it will not be adopted, she said. So really, fucking these other countries, all these other countries that are part of this UN Council, you might as well not even fucking be there, right? This is what you're going to settle for? I guess you got one fucking choice, fight or die, right? Like everybody else. U.S. has already used its veto power on the Security Council to veto two resolutions calling for an end to the onslaught. No, an end to the fucking, God damn it. An end to the fucking slaughter, the goddamn genocide. You're not going to get us to call it onslaught. You're not going to get us to call it war, you anti-war.com phony motherfucking Porsche-driving motherfuckers. It's not an onslaught. It's genocide. Got those words? Use them. Or you're going to be called out for the fucking propagandists you fucking are. The Biden administration has also dismissed the International Court of Justice's ruling that it's plausible, Israel is committing genocide. Plausible. You go look at a fucking TV screen and watch it happen, but it's plausible. It's like when they beat Kelly Thomas to death. I guess it was plausible that he got beat to death. It continues to provide unconstitutional military support for the slaughter. Of course we do. It's not us, not the American nationals. We've never been before this. We fucking denounce it. We should be fighting to stop it. I mean, that's our fucking sin. We have what it takes. We have the fucking law. We have the fucking goddamn munitions. We have the fucking guns, and we have the right to fucking do it. We should have stopped this a long, 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 long fucking time ago.
Henry?
Yes, ma'am?
Yeah, so that headline you're reading right now, that U.S. is not in favor of the ceasefire, and talking out of the other side of their mouths, there's all these articles and headlines about Biden is pushing Netanyahu for a ceasefire, and he's cautioning him about what he's doing to the Palestinians. So election year. They're trying to keep the genocide going, but keep him in a good light for all those people that want him selected. So it's terrible spin, terrible.
Hey, oh man, it's disgusting spin is what it is. I don't know. They hostage deal. I love what I mean. Any excuse, I guess, in a storm will do.
Yeah, and or most of the alternative sites, the genocide has been pushed to the back burner. You hardly hear much about it. They're just off on other issues. Not that other issues are important, but how we can go on with life as usual with that kind of cruel war and genocide and slaughter going on is beyond me. But it's in our hands, like you
said. With the mRNA, they're committing genocide across the world as we're speaking. They're killing more across the world than they're killing in Palestine. It's just in Palestine you're having to watch. I mean, it's being done in such a brutal fucking way. Blowing up little kids, shooting goddamn children with rifles, snipers, just trying to cross the street. I mean, there's no way that anybody can shine a positive light on that. It's impossible. And these are the same people that cried and the Germans had to pay restitution to all these fucking years. Now they're wanting them to pay generational restitution to their fucking descendants because of the Holocaust that didn't fucking happen.
You know, Henry, and on the other genocide with the bioweapon, there's a woman scientist, doctor, I can't even remember her name, but she had done these studies, and she found that with vaccinated people, when they're put under iridescent light, their faces get these, like, little orange iridescent spots on them.
Uh-huh.
But now she's noticing that with the shedding, people that haven't been vaccinated, the orange spots are showing up, but only on their nose. And so there's a whole big kind of wave going on now about the shedding. but it's so hard. How do you stay out from being amongst the masses? You got to go shopping and here and there. So we're probably all being shed on.
Well, yeah. I mean, everybody's been exposed to this shit through the typhoid. I bet they've exposed more people through the typhoid Marys and Johns than they have through the goddamn shot itself. I know that's what got Laura. That's what killed my wife. Which one of you cowardly son of a bitches took that shot and made my wife sick and die, you bastards?
Yeah, and in my life, I just am seeing family members and friends, so much demise from dementia to Alzheimer's, easily prone to infections, and it's just kind of went crazy. And we're just watching it. We're watching this slaughter.
And watching it ain't doing no goddamn good. The bottom line is we got to stop this, people. Either stop it or stop even talking about it. Just go ahead and just walk. I mean, kind of reminds me of the old Star Trek where they have the wars where they don't want to kill nobody. So they don't want to actually go to war. So they do them on computers, and then the people go in and get incinerated. I mean, that's how fucking out in your face this shit is.
Yeah. And Henry, if I could just back up 1 minute to that Roger Waters interview you referenced, I was so outraged that he was saying that the American people are stealing from all the rest of the world and that we need to learn to share. And that kind of showed me that the global media probably makes it look like we're all driving Porsches and nobody here is hurting. So another mess to deal with. But he's got a long distance to go.
Well, bottom line is, you know, Roger Waters is filthy fucking rich. He's never been hungry a day in his fucking life. I mean, I like the Pink Floyd. I've listened to it since I was a little kid. But I'll tell you what, I am going to write him an email. And I'm going to let it out. I go, you need to read some more shit, buddy, because you do not have it all down. You didn't read shit. I mean, and you're only talking about a single issue to begin with. What about the goddamn pedophilia? What about the goddamn human trafficking? I mean, there's a thousand things going on. And them goddamn Jews, I'm going to send him a goddamn copy of the list of people's, those dual citizen Israeli Americans serving in our highest seats of power who are carrying two fucking passports. What about that, David Waters?
Yeah. And, you know, he is of the generation, as am I, you know, where we all got the love bite. You know, love is the answer. Love cures everything. But they never taught that sometimes love has to fight evil, and love has to be ruthless and strong in doing that. Like if you come across somebody raping a three-year-old, do you just go to the streets and protest, or you call on love? You have to jump in, but that was washed out, and we got to put it back in.
Well, Gandhi, you know, Gandhi said it straight out. He wished he had guns. And here, I mean, there's Mr. Peace and Love and just, you know, be a nice guy and it'll all stop. You know how he died? A bullet through his fucking head. I mean, I'm not stupid. And David Waters, you know, you've looked into the sphere, buddy. And you've seen a little bit, but you haven't seen the center, son of a bitch. You do not even understand the world we live in. You really don't. I mean, you wrote some cool lyrics back in the day, but fuck, you don't impress me one goddamn bit. Especially now, because there's a yin to every yang, and to the yang to yang, love is hate. And I hate these motherfuckers. I got the right to fucking hate them. What they have destroyed my fucking world. Killed my fucking wife, killed my fucking brother, killed my fucking nephew. You think I'm going to love them son of a bitches or I'm going to cut their fucking throat?
One last thing, Gandhi, from his autobiography. If I had to choose between violence and cowardice, I'd choose violence every time.
Well,
so,
if you don't, you lose.
Yeah,
that's a natural fact. I don't know what to say, man. I thought David, you know, it bothered me that he was only speaking on one issue to begin with, you know, and But then when I thought about it today, after I went and looked at, I think you put it up, interview with the lady on the couch.
Yeah.
I got to think, he doesn't even know our world exists. You can't understand the people when you're never lived in their fucking shoes. I mean, walk a mile in the man's shoes. That's what they say if you want to understand him. He doesn't understand. I mean, he can play Mr. Peace if he fucking wants to. But he's shit to me. I mean, you kiss up to those goddamn Jews. You are a traitor to your people.
Yeah. Yep. It's Roger Henry. Roger Waters.
Yeah, that's what I meant. I keep thinking of David Coverdale and Roger Waters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I watched a lot of the concerts with those two. Hmm. Anyways, yeah, I mean, I don't know if I'll ever listen to Pink Floyd again. I mean, I've listened to it all my life, and I'm sitting there going, I might not never listen to this son of a bitch's music again. I'm writing him a goddamn email, and I'm going to tell him, fucking, you think you saw the dark side of the moon? I've been on the dark side of the moon. I live on the dark side of the fucking moon, buddy, and I got a flashlight, and I know what I see.
All right, I love it, Henry. Write him.
I'm going to do it. Anyway, that's about all this stuff I can stand for the day. So we're going to call it a program, and we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern time for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, call everybody out. Don't be afraid to call anybody out. I mean, he'll probably have somebody answering his goddamn emails, and mine might not get through, but it's going to be a part of the email. I'm going to say, whose fucking mind am I listening to when I listen to you, David Waters? Is it you or one of your fucking screeners? And then I'm telling him, go ahead and throw the son of a bitch in the trash. I'll tell you what, there'll become a day when you will not ignore it. And that is The Word from the Trenches. Give up!